This month is a special anniversary in the world of literature. It's the Mark Twain Centennial, exactly 100 years since Mark Twain's death. All over the United States, libraries, bookstores, and museums are celebrating Twain's legacy with readings and events. The New York Times has said Twain was the greatest American humorist of his age, possibly the all-time greatest writer of fiction. I wondered, is that still true, and is Twain's legacy and influence still relevant today? First, I asked Christopher Stewart for his opinion. Stewart teaches American literature at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. In his classes, he uses books such as Huckleberry Finn and Pudd'nhead Wilson. Stewart says his students do enjoy Twain.
I think usually they find him really funny and really accessible for the most part. I think the toughest thing in an American literature classroom, say, in teaching Huckleberry Finn, is dealing with the complexity of the race issue.
Stewart says those issues of race and slavery can make Twain difficult to teach.
Even though the novel can be perceived as an anti-slavery novel, going over that in a way that allows students to see, I think, the range of critical opinion. Those who see Twain as attacking racism, those like Toni Morrison and Jane Smiley, who have argued that he, in subtle ways or in not so subtle ways, reinforces racial stereotypes even as he seems to be attacking them. To let students see that range of opinion, I think, is the toughest kind of problem in teaching him.
Stewart says Twain was a problem writer, that is, perhaps not technically gifted.
Twain knew this about himself. He wasn't naturally constructed as a novelist. Henry James, I would say, was much more at heart a novelist who started out with a story that had a kind of big picture and that architecturally all hung together. Twain knew this about himself, that he was more of an improv artist.
Stewart says it's difficult to generalize about Twain, but looking back at Twain's legacy, an important aspect of the legacy is Mark Twain himself, that is, the pseudonym and fictitious persona that Sam Clemens adopted.
He created this character of Mark Twain. In essence, I would say he's America's first great stand-up comic. And so he did a lot of lecture tours and made a lot of money that way. And so he was very much a kind of public persona in addition to the literary works. And so that's why they have a Mark Twain Humor Award that they give out every year in Washington, D.C. And it's a big gala event. But it typically goes not to a literary person, but to Steve Martin, to Lily Tomlin, because he has this kind of dual aspect. He was successful in two ways, as a literary person, but also as a Mark Twain. I think the character was probably his greatest creation, this persona that he created.
Roy Morris Jr. is a Chattanooga historian and writer. His recent biography of Twain is called Lighting Out for the Territory: How Samuel Clemens Headed West and Became Mark Twain. Morris recently spoke on the Delta Queen, a steamboat much like Twain himself worked on as a young man.
Piloting was his dream job, coming from Hannibal, Missouri, the way he did. He said every boy wanted to grow up and be a pilot. And he said himself that he fully expected to spend the rest of his life piloting boats and die at the wheel when his life was over. But then the Civil War came around and nothing was really the same for him or for the rest of the country either.
I asked Roy Morris Jr. about Mark Twain, and like Christopher Stewart, Roy Morris agrees the Mark Twain persona is an important aspect of Twain's legacy.
It's sometimes hard to tell when he's playing a role of Mark Twain or was writing as Samuel Clemens, and he was very image conscious. He was one of the first sort of celebrities to really be real sophisticated about his image. He started wearing, of course, his famous white suits all the time because people expected him to, and he smoked cigars all the time. He actually rather would smoke pipes.
I also asked Morris, what kind of influence did Twain have on American literature? Is his influence still being felt by modern authors?
Oh, I think so. Ernest Hemingway, who never said much good about other writers, said that all modern American literature comes from Mark Twain, from Huckleberry Finn, because that was really the first book that an author wrote in an authentic American kind of dialect rather than trying to imitate Englishmen. So I think in terms of really opening up the sort of the way Americans actually spoke and experienced things, as opposed to sort of the New England kind of faux faux English school, I think that was his real impact. And I think he's still, you know, his books are still read and always will be.
At UTC, Christopher Stewart also says many authors still feel Twain's influence.
T.S. Eliot saw him as a major figure. Hemingway saw him as a major figure. I think that in part the great legacy of Twain is that he's a great bubble burster. He's kind of anti-romantic, and he is the guy who decided that, you know, a 13-year-old kid who's grown up in poverty is going to be his narrator and his hero. And so it's that kind of that democratic impulse, I think, that leads to the Nick Adams character in Hemingway's short stories. And so it's that kind of legacy that allows for maybe a Willie Loman type character later on to be your hero of an American work.
One more thing I wondered about. What would Twain himself think of all this talk of being the greatest American humorist and influencing generations of other writers? After all, Twain seemed to value humility. He did write a poem satirizing the idea of genius. He said, "Geniuses are people who dash off weird, wild, incomprehensible poems with astounding facility and then get booming drunk and sleep in the gutter. It is probably on account of this that people who have genius do not pay their board as a general thing." So, with those verses in mind, would Twain himself approve of being called a genius 100 years after his death?
I think he'd love it, and I think he's highly contradictory on those kinds of points. That is, on the one hand, he's a bubble burster and he's constantly going after people's, you know, blown up notions about themselves. On the other hand, one of the things my students tend not to understand about him is they take him in some ways too much at his word. His writing sometimes seems casual and funny and off the cuff, and it was usually anything but. He worked very hard on it and was very serious about it. And you can see in letters to editors where a copy editor moved a comma or a period or something, and he's just irate about this idiot copywriter, that he took himself very seriously. And I think took the whole notion of his literary career and his genius very seriously. And so I think in that way he's kind of a paradox.
Finally, I asked Roy Morris Jr. if he had anything else to say about Twain on the centennial of his death.
Well, I would say that the rumors of his death are no longer exaggerated.
For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.